Brought to you by Make Fun Network.
Welcome to the top 5 of death, where listeners vote and everyone dies. Listen and die.
Hello everyone, welcome to this week's episode of the Top 5 of Death. I am your host, fucking hating all fucking video podcast recording softwares that are out there. Fuck them, they suck. This is the second time we've had to start this episode. I fucking hate them so goddamn much. They're fucking trash. They're absolute trash. Clean feed fucking rules, but it's only audio. Bistany. God, I'm so fucking like tilted now because of that shit. I hate it so goddamn much. I'm here with everyone. Everyone's here. I made a funny joke earlier about fucking only having boys on the show. It's fucking whatever. Anyway, Sam told a great heart-wrenching story. I'll let him tell it again on his check-in, or not even a story, just whatever. Sam, just fucking go ahead. Go.
Hi. I'm back. I feel like I'm in trouble. I'm checking in out here from Moab, Utah. And, we just got done, filming the fourth episode of our YouTube series, working with our fourth rescue out here, the old underdog rescue. What we were talking about is they rescue dogs from the Navajo, nation that are, you know, strays that are out there. I guess they have like 500,000 strays, which is wild. So they rescue, rehome, rehabilitate those dogs, which is really amazing. So, listen, when this baby comes out, I think our girl Val, who is available for adoption, will still be there. So, if you guys are looking for a really, really good adventure buddy, you can check out Val at the Underdog Rescue in Moab, Utah.
What kind of dog is Val?
They're just kind of known as like res dogs. They're kind of mutts that are mostly like shepherd, cattle dog, possibly some pit bull mix. I don't want to say they all look the same, but they all have very similar characteristics because I think they all came from like a handful of dogs that are just like, well, we're going to have 500,000 babies now.
Huh.
That's what happens. But, Yeah, Val's a good girl. We took her out in a canoe. In a UTV. We were cruising around through the desert yesterday, and she was just hanging out, enjoying the whole thing.
Cool. Glad to hear it. any video update? Trying to just fucking pull all the good information we got from fucking the last one.
Yeah. In all honesty, when I hired on Charles to be our like offsite video editor, just because I was like, oh, Charles is a friend and he edits video, not knowing that he was actually really fucking good at it.
Not knowing that it's been my profession for 11 years, it's fine.
I hope he's good at it.
Listen, just because it's your profession does not mean you're good at it.
That is
but
true.
In this case, you are very good at it. So we handed Charles like just dozens and dozens of hours of footage from all different cameras and just said like make episode go now. And he shot back like a really incredible like 27 minute cut of our first episode, and we're finessing that and getting it ready to launch just hopefully within like about a week or so. That's all exciting stuff and amazing work, Charles, and really excited for everyone to see it.
Hell yeah. Good check-in. Yes. Let's pivot.
Thanks,
now. Now over to Charles.
Yeah. So yeah, I was working on Sam's show. You know, slave driver.
Good check-in.
Yeah. So I will say this is probably out of all the work I've done, this is probably actually some of the best work I've gotten to do. Because yes, I've been an editor, but most of the time I'm doing promos for random companies. So I haven't gotten to actually like tell a story for once. So it's quite nice.
It's quite cool.
Quite cool. Awesome. Awesome to hear. Soon, if you guys listen to the show long enough, Sam and Charles will kiss. That'll be nice. But someone who won't kiss anyone, Will, what's up?
Just my dog. My beautiful dog.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been away in Jersey, as I mentioned before. It's going to be a lot of travel work for me going into the end of the year. But I did want to ask Sam, since you've been, you know, dealing with lawyers a lot recently with your copywriting and trademarking of the shows and all that, I had an idea for a board game that I want to make sure that I get the rights sealed down. And locked okay, up for. Yeah.
Lay it on me.
It's called Hungry, Hungry Haitians.
Oh, no.
And I know what you're thinking. It's not just some, like, what do they call them? Lawn jockey type, you know, faces on the end of the hippo bodies, eating up marbles with cats in them. Now, I mean, we're going to have ducks and dogs in there too. Those will be worth more points. So it's really exciting. I think it's going to be a very fruitful venture, and I just want to get, you know, get your name and brand attached to it as well. So
yeah, let me send you over my brand guidelines, all my logos, fonts, all that stuff. And listen, you can make that up, and I'll happily endorse it. What could go wrong?
Nothing at all. It's a great game. It's fun for all ages, and it's not racist. Just because.
Well, you should one put other that thing on I the box.
Exactly. The one other thing I wanted to touch on is we've all gotten a little frustrated with the tipping culture of late, the spinning of the iPads for fucking mundane bullshit, you know, for pickup orders, takeout orders that don't deserve it a dime. The one group of people that's really missing out on this is goddamn hotel maids. They don't have any easy way, and it happens to me all the time. I don't have cash, and I always want to leave a tip when I move out of a hotel room because they got to deal with the messes, and it's a thankless job. But why isn't there a way in the app to tip your hotel maids for these major hotel chains?
Because even if they did, you would tip in the app and it would just go right to the corporation in the first place. Like how you can tip Starbucks baristas on your app, but it's not going to the Starbucks baristas. It's just going to Starbucks.
Going into a big old goldfish bowl of money.
Mm-hmm. You can tip the company of Starbucks if you want.
You can quote unquote tip your baristas when you do a mobile order, but it's definitely not going to them.
I feel like it has to.
Yeah. Is it though? Plus they're unionizing all over the place. I'm sure they're on top of that.
And getting their asses closed down. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'd love a way to tip the hotel maids more than just leaving a few extra beers in the fridge for them, you know?
Well, you could tip them by not having your fucking dick out when they come in the room.
It's one way. I could tip them when they came in the room.
How else are you supposed to know if they're interested?
That's true. Yeah. Just put it out there. We talked about this off air, but Will brought it up again, so I'm going to play it. You guys got to hear this fucking eating the dog song. It's so good.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. Yo! And this is what's happening in our country, and it's a shame.
Hell yeah.
It's so good. Hold on, it gets better.
They're eating the dogs.
Damn.
Dude, I'd
put this on my running playlist.
That's when the smoke goes off and the fucking fog just goes over the so crowd good. And the foam comes out. That's great. But yeah, going back to you, Matt, I was wondering how your week has been. You haven't received any like gifts from your home country lately, have you? Like pagers, walkie-talkies,
pagers? Oh my God.
Sonicare toothbrushes?
No, I have not. But listen, good. Now it's personal. This is now officially an anti-seminar. So here's a real thing for me. It's like a bit unique to me. Where I work, I have my director who oversees the entire back end, and then the CEO of the company. Okay. My director is very... Like just got back from a wedding in Israel, Jewish, and then my CEO is from Lebanon. And nothing's ever happened. I don't think either of them care. It's very professional, but I can't help but notice that funny dichotomy in my workplace every day. And with the most recent thing that Will's bringing up of them intercepting a shipment of pagers and then, you know, putting little explosives in them and detonating them in Lebanon. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That's
sci-fi shit.
It really is. It's like...
It's crazy that there are a shipment full of pagers anywhere in the world.
Well, the specific reason they use pagers is because it's low tech and it's less, like, hackable type of stuff. Because it doesn't traverse on the same, like, the same way, like, cell phones do. So that's, the logistic reason for using pagers. But when this happens... If you wanted to say, Matt, what do you think is a hot button issue that you really don't know where you are on it? It's this one. I really don't. It is such a, the whole thing is awful. That's where I land on it. And I fucking hate it. I hate war. I hate this shit. I hate it a lot. It's annoying. If establishment fucking shit didn't exist, a lot of war, a lot of shit wouldn't exist. I hate it. It sucks. But that's a crazy story.
So you're coming down anti-war?
Oh yeah, big time. Big anti-war guy. Big anti-war guy. That's why you gotta vote Trump. Is that anything else, Will, when you're checking?
No, that's about it.
That's about it. Okay, all right. Well, my check-in. I was sick last week. I had like a fever from like Monday through Wednesday. That kind of sucked. What else? I went to a haunted house last night. Went to Barrett's Haunted Mansion.
Nice.
One we go to every year. It's good.
In Abington, Massachusetts.
In Abington, Massachusetts. That's correct.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Chatted with them for a bit. Always nice. I'm officially out of anime right now.
Like you're out of things to watch, or have you watched, or are you just
I've finished everything I was watching. I'm all caught up on Jujutsu Kaisen. Mm-hmm. I finished Demon Slayer while I was sick, and I watched all of the latest, all the ending to Kengan Ashura last night.
So you need recommendations?
I'll take some recommendations. I know everyone's going to tell me to watch Hero Academy. I think that might be where I go.
It's good. First couple seasons are good, but after a while it becomes a grind because it's the same.
Yeah, that's...
Which, if anybody loves this show, I do love My Hero Academia, but it feels like work at certain points. You're like, can we just wrap this story up at this point?
Yeah, that bummed me out. Man, I'm a fucking big fan of Jujutsu Kaisen. I don't know. I think the more anime I watch, the more I learn what animes I like, and I just want some an anime with some fucking badassery in it. Like with Jujutsu Kaisen, this fucking Gojo dude, fucking total badass. And then Demon Slayer, just fucking everyone's a badass. I enjoy that. So if anyone's got like a good one with some good, like really fucking like solo leveling, like I heard that's like pretty good. I don't know. Also, man, I don't know what this trend is, but like if anyone has like a Crunchyroll account or whatever, and like you're just like browsing through anime, I don't know. Like did somebody just like, that someone who is in like the anime world just be like, you know what? I'm gonna name this anime the most long sentence, and that's gonna be the name of the show. it's so silly. Hold on,
I thought you were about to point out like the fact that now all the animes I see rolling out, especially on Netflix, are all like they're all just different professions or sports at this point.
Oh, a lot of them are. Yeah.
There are there's a baseball anime. There was a food cooking competition one, which actually is pretty good. Food Wars isn't bad. But they were just like, oh, we can make this. This could be an anime.
Here's a name of one. Failure Frame. I became the strongest and annihilated everything with low-level spells. It's the name of a show.
That just sounds like...
Here's another one. The strongest magician in the Demon Lord's army was a human.
That's more of a statement. But, okay.
Oh, this is the one I was thinking of. The Osan newbie adventurer, trained to death by the most powerful party, became invincible. Is the name of the show? I'm gonna say this. Let me put this in a sentence for you. Okay. Let's say we're all fans of this show, and I we're at the water cooler at work. I go, hey. Did you check out that new episode of the Osan newbie adventurer trained to death by the most powerful party became invincible?
Oh, that one. Yeah.
That's so stupid. It's so stupid. The magical girl and the evil lieutenant used to be arch enemies. That's a synopsis. That's not a title. The magical girl and the evil lieutenant used to be arch enemies.
Is this just like...
I think, though...
Is this a bad translation coming through?
I don't
That's
know.
That's got to be it. Because you can write like a whole story with one character of Japanese writing. So maybe that's where the problem's coming in.
That's probably it. But if that's the case, just fix it. Just give like an English, like the, I don't know. But anyway, I've run out. So... Man, I wish I could fucking watch Demon Slayer. Actually, I wish I could watch Jujutsu Kaisen all over again. I know I could. Okay. I won't. I don't rewatch shit, but...
Listen, if you're looking for real recommendations, you should check out Mountain Boy's Licorice Brigade. Or and then there's like 8 seasons, but you can probably catch up on Nanuru's Egg Sisterhood.
Are you just looking up animes? Egg Sisterhood?
Yeah, Nanuru's Egg Sisterhood is very, very popular.
Nanuru's as in R-O-U-X?
Yes.
I hate you. I hate everyone on the show. I come to you with a real problem. You guys just laugh at me. But that's my update. Man. I mean, I'm just looking at figures on the Crunchyroll website. I could hot glue some of these.
Oh, you're going to start modeling? You're just going to start doing that?
Now, do you know what hot gluing is, Charles?
No. Come on.
I have an idea, but Matt, why don't you explain it to us?
All right, so hot gluing is a kink, if you will, of ejaculating on action figures. Or statues. Oh, this one's sexy.
I didn't know Crunchyroll had a marketplace.
Oh, of course.
This is like the one subscription service I don't have.
I mean, if you watch anime, it's good.
I didn't know statues were included. I gotta go go see my girl Hannah Dustin soon.
Hannah Dustin?
Yeah. Local Haverhill hero, known for scalping a lot of Indians.
Yeah, I know who she is. I'm from Haverhill. Yeah. All right. That's my check-in. I don't know what else. I don't know. There's another assassination attempt on Trump. It's already the person's in custody. It's already been memory holed by the news, and you won't hear anything about it. So that's that.
Yeah.
If you could go back in time only a few years, and you would be like, man, I bet if there was an assassination attempt on the president, it'd probably dominate the news cycle for quite a while. You'd be wrong.
Yeah. I damn near missed it. I woke up Sunday morning, was just scrolling through Reddit, and it was very far down on Reddit. And I was like, oh, you thought this would have been more of a big deal, but whatever.
Crazy. The world's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, not much else other than that. The Hail Mary twist that no one would see coming. Which would be super fucking funny and rad, is if out of nowhere, Biden just like endorsed Trump because he hates what they did to him. That, I mean, not that I would like carry any weight. It would just be like, it would just be wild for the sake of wildness.
I mean, last week he put on a MAGA hat.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Oh my God. That was
yeah. a- Oh,
You gotta admit, that was a pretty genuine video.
That was a wholesome little video, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even during the debate, Trump was like, he hates her. He hates her. We're like, yeah, he does, dude. Did anyone see that Jill Biden was running the cabinet meeting the other day?
I didn't know they still had cabinet meetings, to be honest. I can't name one person on his cabinet.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Well, that's the point. The point is that we don't have a president, and the machine is running everything. And now it's just been like, oh, this is how it always is. It's just now we know there's no president. But so she ran the cabinet meeting, and that's very bad. It's very bad. No one voted. It's bad. It's bad in so many ways. You don't vote for someone to them just have their wife run the country.
Yeah, these days the Joe Biden cabinet meetings are about him trying to reach the top shelf of the cabinet for a new pack of Dunkaroos.
Dunkaroos, man, just the frosting and the cookies.
You get the cookies and the cream, Jack.
Yeah, come on, man. I want to get a little hoppy hop and put them in the cream, baby.
Why is he Boomhauer?
I don't know, Sam. Why is he Boomhauer? He is. Come on, man. Come on, the dang old, you know, cookie and the cream, man. Because I want to get my sweet tooth, man. A little chompy chomp, a little dessert, baby.
And now he's Elvis.
Come on, baby. All right.
I'm convinced. I'm voting for Biden.
You know what? I'll vote for him now. I would write him in. For him.
What if he comes out third party?
I would take that too. That'd be so funny. That would fuck him up. I think if his goal was to stick a finger, he would just be like, you know what? Well, no, because it's too late to get on the ballot. They wouldn't even let him on the ballot anyway. But
yeah.
It's craziness. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. Somebody did point out that it was like, man, it's really crazy that Trump tied up all the RFK votes and the Tulsi Gabbard votes and is still like only neck and neck with Kamala. It's like, yeah, that's the power. Again, like I said, was it off air? Is Democrats don't run on policy. They run on getting votes, which is like the name of the game.
He wrangled in all those 12 RFK votes and 2 Tulsi Gabbard votes, is what you're saying?
I mean, that's 14 more. Yeah. That should be four. That should put him at least a point or two ahead.
Tulsi Gabbard even in the running of anything?
No. She's just like, she's basically just like a defectment, person.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, she's attractive. She's a good looking lady. Uh-huh. My favorite thing when she was running was when people would call her President Mommy.
I'm more interested now.
Me too. I was like, go on.
So that's where Rhea Ripley got her gimmick.
Yeah, pretty much.
Can we just vote in Rhea Ripley?
Oh my god.
I think she's Australian. Australian.
Australian. Doesn't matter. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That should be a fun November 1 is top 5 wrestlers you'd vote for president. and what would their main policy be? That's a good episode.
Yep.
Let's do it. I mean, I don't know who won. If you say me, I'm just gonna jump off the fucking call.
No, I fucking trounced you, man.
Well, wait a minute. What topic did we do?
Pairs.
Mine were good. What do you mean?
Are you sure? Because you got 8% of the vote.
Oh my god. It's because people didn't like me spewing off about politics for an hour.
Probably.
Probably.
Listen, we gave him the option to skip it.
Yeah. Did we?
We did. I put it in.
Oh.
Yep. With your Spanish flea song leading in. That was good. I appreciated it.
That's my favorite technical difficulty song.
Yep.
Thank you, Sam. I mean, I'm glad you listened.
You're not going to beat steak and red wine and boobs.
Yeah, you're steak not going to fucking... Well, I'm sorry that people don't know what a fucking Bosch pear is. I told my wife, I said au pair. She's like, it's au pair. You didn't say au, did you? I was like, I certainly did.
Isn't it au pair?
I thought it was au pair. She said that's au pair.
It's au pair.
Fuck you, Sam.
Shut up, Sam. We
go house a dog or some shit.
What, you remember the news story when the au pair shook that baby to death?
Jesus Christ! Yeah, I do. I tried to forget about it till now.
That's how they pronounce it then.
I said aw. That's what cost me. All right. Well, you got deaths then. You fucking trick.
Yeah, I got
trick
I got
ass
one,
bitch.
I got one death.
Just yeah, it's
for
just me.
You. Yeah, it's just you.
Jesus.
All right. Aces. Matt threw his hand down and the crowd erupted. He won with a pair of pocket rockets. The people sitting around the $10 buy-in table erupted. They'd never seen someone win a jackpot with such a low hand. Matt gathered up his chips in his arms, yelling, "I'm rich, bitch!" He cashed in his winnings of $5,263 and walked out of the casino, fanning himself with his low stack of money. He went on a spending spree. He bought crates and crates of the finest Bosch pairs he could buy at Stop and Shop, and a week's worth of Pair of Thieves underwear, which left him with just a couple $100 to spare. Full of Bosch pairs and nuts comfortably snug in a polycotton blend, he realized in that moment he wouldn't be able to afford a high-end au pair, as we just learned, from Sweden. So he got the next best thing he could. He drove to the closest corner in Lynn and rolled his window down. "Hey, do you have an accent?" "Well, for $200, I can do whatever accent you want." "Close enough. Get in." Matt never made it home that night. His street corner au pair took one look at his stack of Pair of Thieves underwear and knew she had a mark. She stabbed him in the neck at the next stoplight, took his wallet remaining of $372, and took off into the night. Matt died realizing he's never going to have a very hot, attractive au pair, and he never got to pay her to eat garbage.
Man, I forgot to commend you on how funny that thumbnail was for that video.
Yeah, that's great.
You can see it by going to go to YouTube and look for Top 5 of Death. Because apparently, that's how you get people to view your videos now. You just have to give them an attractive thumbnail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also forgot that it was always Matt's fantasy to pay someone to eat garbage.
It still is. Yeah. I make all this money. I fucking still haven't had the opportunity to.
Well, one day. I mean, apparently, just go to the corner, any corner in Lynn, and you got it.
Maybe.
Would you be arrested for soliciting a prostitute for that?
I don't know. You know what's funny is, like, why can't I talk to someone who's a prostitute, right? Or like appearing as a prostitute. But what I'm really like trying to solicit them for is like, I don't know, like reshingling my roof. Like, what's the difference?
What's the difference between that and going to like Home Depot and picking up a day laborer?
Exactly. I'd love to get in a sting operation and they're like, "Oh, so like what do you want to do? Like blowjob, whatever?" Like, no. Listen, you see this bathroom? It's fucking filthy. Clean it up, I'll pay you the same rate. And they're like, "Oh," and then like some cop has to like can't like break character, has to clean my bathroom.
Just keeps trying to entice you
into
other things.
So like, you want me to do it naked? I'll say, "No, it's disgusting. You're in the bathroom.
There's
chemicals. Can you finish this Sudoku for me?"
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, good death. All right. What are we doing this week? I think, Will, it was your pick, right?
Yeah, so this week, the idea was to list your top five worst songs to make love to.
What inspired this pick?
I don't know. I have no idea. I usually come up off the top of my head whenever you guys ask. I come up with three, usually original to my own thought, and that one just popped in. And I said, you know what? This is good. We got a full crew. Good banter back and forth without, you know, too much fluff in between.
Well, it gets the job done.
Plus, I'm really interested to see what you guys think.
Well, I get some picks for you.
I don't want to make any, you know, mistakes if we ever happen to be at a Diddy party together. I want to make sure that
what is going on with him?
He's turning out that, like I posted, he's turning out to be like the Jeffrey Epstein of celebrities.
Oh, no, guys, like everyone, listen. This is all part of the fucking plan, everybody. He is part of the plan. Hollywood is part of the plan. They all do this shit. And the more it gets exposed, like, the less crazy people like Alex Jones sound. It's wild. And yeah, Diddy's a fucking player. I guarantee he's fucking intelligence. I fucking guarantee it. I guarantee he's intelligence.
You think he's intelligence?
And they ran out of use?
Yes, 100%. That's what Jeffrey Epstein was. He was intelligence.
What did he throw, like, Diddy's been throwing, like, multiple multi-day parties that are just multi-day sex parties?
Think of it this way.
Freak-offs.
Yeah. If you are intelligence and you need to have someone like, I don't know, Taylor Swift fucking sway votes or sway the public into supporting something, then you need to co-opt the people in the fucking pop culture to do so. And one way to do that is to, same way the fucking Jeffrey Epstein does, is get them on tape doing something that would destroy them. And then you blackmail them. That's what Jeffrey Epstein was. He was just a blackmail machine. That's what it is. And I don't know how he's getting pinched or how it's, like, in the news at all.
Who? Diddy?
Or just any of these things, you know?
Diddy or didn't he?
Diddy or don't he?
What didn't Diddy do?
I mean, apparently Cat Williams called this years yes, ago.
Yes, so. Exactly.
January.
And everyone calls him a fucking lunatic, but it's like, is he? He thinks he says, I mean, it's always like the most eccentric, wild people to like say things. And it's the only way it gets like any traction, because if like, I don't know, let's say Ben Stein was on Joe Rogan's show and said all the same things verbatim as Cat Williams, it wouldn't be like, it wouldn't have the same
effect. 6-hour episode.
Oh yeah, it's like, well, they have to go through the humiliation ritual and wear a dress. It's part of the process, and I never did that. Hi, win my money.
Clear eyes. Wow,
man, I wonder what he's up to. But yeah, that shit's crazy. He'll be dead.
Over 1,000 bottles of lube they confiscated from his house.
Damn.
And why they needed to confiscate them, we'll never know.
They could have just left them. They didn't need them.
He could have used them to just slide away.
But, all right, yeah, where are we? Who's going first?
Yeah, speaking of lube.
Yeah. Who's ready to right, go?
We'll go with the big winner last week, Charles.
All right.
Let's hope this music comes through. Let me see. Just pulling up.
So far, so good.
Is that playing?
Yeah.
You're good.
Mm-hmm. Anybody recognize this song?
I don't know, but I sound like I want to start fucking somebody.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to talk
right now. But this is Hinder's Lips of an Angel.
Say Lips of an Angel?
This is fucking music.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I don't consider this fucking music in my book, because this guy's voice is fucking terrible when it gets to the chorus. Really? Y'all are fucking into this?
I am now.
I mean, if you're cheating, it's a good cheating song.
I absolutely despise this song. It's going to be stuck in my Spotify rotation.
Oh, this song.
I've seen this popping up and I can't.
Oh man, there's no way this episode goes up on YouTube.
Yeah. I've seen this coming back through Instagram and shit like that now, because apparently our generation is just like, we love butt rock. So now that's making a return, and this is one of the ones that people are like, oh, Hinder's Lips of an Angel, such a good song. I'm like, what's happening right now? This song,
you're not wrong,
terrible in my opinion. And if I were, you know, if I put on like a fucking mix and this came on, I'm pretty sure I'd go from 12 to 6 pretty fast. It might even become an innie with this song, but that's just my opinion. I don't know.
I mean, in the world of fucking songs, I don't think that's the worst one.
I think it's pretty fucking terrible, but it's just...
And I gotta ask, you mean 12 to 6 clockwise or counterclockwise?
Yeah, what are we talking about here? That shit's a circle.
Counterclockwise, you know, gotta go back down.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I get it.
That's a soft number 5.
That's a soft number 5.
I'll say you are right about like these types of bands becoming popular again. I mean, Creed is on a fucking world tour right now, killing it, selling out all over the country. And they were laughing stock 3 years ago.
Yeah, Nickelback tried to do the same shit. It's all because people like. I feel like it's all Instagram, TikTok reels. Because I saw the one that was coming around like Europeans can't comprehend this, and it was like Creed's performance at like the Thanksgiving halftime show, and I'm like. I, as an American, can't even comprehend this shit.
Well, it's like the same thing with like episodes 1, 2, and 3 of Star Wars are like people love them now.
Ooh. Oh, yeah,
that's just terrible. Only thing that good that came out of those was
the Yoda racing. Fight scene.
Oh, that maybe that too. But I was gonna say pod racing. That video game was pretty sweet.
Yeah, couldn't fucking control that thing, man. I was just in the walls all the time. I was like, come on, you tough. Fucking pod.
Zabalba, you bitch.
Eddie.
Nice Watto.
Thank you. All right, who's next?
I'll go next.
All right.
This is a little ditty you guys might be familiar with from your youth.
Okay. Banana phone.
I mean, what a classic.
I don't even
Nope. This might be a youth thing for me and you, Will.
Yeah, I have no idea what this is.
Yeah, Raffy might have been, you know, not a thing for your age group. Sing!
Ring, ring, ring.
But it's a happy-go-lucky song. It certainly doesn't lend itself to sexual desire. At least in my book.
What if you're really into bananas?
Yeah, what if like you're like doing like some food play?
Mm-hmm. What if you're wearing a banana hammock?
Into bananas. Into bananas and banana phones are two very different things. Just make sure that banana phone is not from Lebanon.
Jesus Christ.
You'll end up with potassium all over you.
Oh, so like at the end of making love to this song.
Hell yeah.
You better keep my people's name out your mouth there, Will.
Out your fucking mouth. Yeah, obviously, kid's song, but really, really took a hold of the internet in the early 2000s as like a meme song. It was played in all like Counter-Strike lobbies and Call of Duty lobbies.
Oh my God,
people would be blasting
really?
That shit.
Yeah. When I remember I had it on CD, on like a burn CD, and I was like, man. And I bought my Ford Explorer, and I was like, when I pick this thing up, the first song I'm playing is Banana Phone. And I did. Man,
it's quite normal. You.
But yeah, no, that one I would not. I would put that one as a much worse song than Charles's number 5.
Well, yeah. Yeah. That's for sure.
It's one of the few Raffy songs that I would say is not good for sex.
one of the few.
I mean, brush your teeth. Come on.
All right, who's next?
Matt, you go.
All right. Here's my number 5 right here.
The song fucking slaps.
That's what I'm saying.
I would have never known this existed if it wasn't for this show.
Hey, hey, hey. The odds say that you be a winner today. Dude, imagine dude, it rips so hard. I would have to stop and be like, yo, this fucking song is too good. How is this song so good for a fucking game show that never even fucking existed?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so fucking good.
Who is that again? That's
Robert Thicke.
Is it Robert?
Yeah, it's the dad.
Is it really?
Alan Thicke?
Alan Thicke.
I was Alan, Alan Thicke would be
Robin
the dad.
Thicke, yeah.
Robin Thicke's dad is Robert. No, it's Alan. This full theme song is three. It's a full song. Well, it actually does. It does the whole like commercial break and outro music.
Shit.
That's right, you're on the Wizard of Odds. This week you'll be playing for a brand new state-of-the-art blender. Here you can blend a lot of things like pig's feet and chicken and other proteins that only Sam would eat.
It's the Wizard of Odds. You know, I've been pescatarian for like 8 months, right?
Shut up, you chicken blending freak. Listen, when you're not around, I need to beat you back. I need to jump you back into the game.
Blood in, blood out.
That's right, man. That movie fucking so good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's my number five. The Wizard of Oz. That song's too good. If I was in the middle of a lovemaking session and that song came on, I'm like, this is over. I have to go do a whole Wikipedia deep dive into the song again. Just read about it. Oh, it's so
good. You sure you just pick up the pace?
No. That pace? Who do you think I am? Fucking Usain Bolt? That pace. Jesus Christ. I'm like those videos of turtles having sex. Just
neck stretches out.
Yep.
Unfortunate.
Very much. That's it, though. All right. Who's next? Sam?
I guess that's me.
Here comes a chicken blending freak.
All right. This is the only one that I have to play off of YouTube, so please let me know how the volume and everything goes.
Okay.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. How's that?
It's good. All right. What is this? Because I like it so far.
Yeah.
Alarm clock ringing, it's time to get up. It's time to do that funky strut. I'm a funky man, I got funky bones. I'm a funky man, my name is Stevie Ramone. Well, let me tell you about myself. I play the bass in a punk rock band. Been all over the world, even to Japan. And nothing can surprise me, man. I've seen it all, I had a ball. Someone should make a DD double, alright. The funky gut.
Is this really
funky? Alright.
Yes, so this is.
What?
This is funky. This is Funky Man by D.D. King, who is D.D. Ramone's solo project.
No.
So I swear to fucking God, it's not on any sort of streaming service except for YouTube for whatever reason.
Oh my God.
But this is,
what is his
Funky
problem?
Man. Funky Man by D.D. King.
Funky Man. You got the funky in the bo-do-do-do.
It's like, you know, it came out in the 80s, and it was his like take on rap. So
yeah, he nailed it.
He had bars for days.
there is a music video that goes along with this, by the way. It's really exceptional, and I can't think of anything that would be more distracting if this came on in, say, mid coitus. And you have a nice playlist going, and this comes on.
Man, I've never heard of that. That's so funny.
Yes. Take time out of your day to really enjoy that whole song.
Well, my kids would be like, hold me, daddy. I'd be like, hold on, I got to listen to this D.D. Ramone rap song.
Yes. I believe it is clean. Like, there's no swears or anything. So, yeah, it's fun for the whole family.
Speaking of that, I have a quick little cute Wednesday anecdote story. Are you familiar with Sabrina Carpenter? The pop star?
Yes, really.
Oh, yeah.
So she's got that song where it's like, don't embarrass me, motherfucker. But Wednesday doesn't want to say the bad word. So she made up, and she's very good at this. So she changed the words to, instead of don't embarrass me, motherfucker, she goes, don't embarrass me, peanut butter. It's very cute. Because she goes, I don't want to say the bad words. I go, yeah, that's not a good thing. She goes, so I'll say peanut butter. I go, okay.
Yeah, she's got the right syllable count and everything.
She's really right good at it. She can change. She can alter lyrics very good. She's got her dad's skill set there.
Just wait to hear her play the accordion.
Oh my god, I would love that. but that's crazy. Thank Sam, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, I hope it, I was just I hope watching it embiggens your soul.
It really does.
The video is pretty wild.
What was
it
that,
looks
Will?
Like he's trying to. It looks what like he's it? Trying to bring hip hop back to the skinheads in the video.
Back to the skinheads.
Oh, good.
Where it originated
sure.
from.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I'm all winning right. this week.
I mean, so far, yeah. I don't know, yeah, Wizard of so Oz. Far, just so the good. Fact that it's on, I think I should win. But all right, who's next?
Is it me
or Will?
Top of the list.
No, Charles.
Yeah. So I want to preface this by saying I really like this song, but
okay.
To circle back to Matt's, well, this tempo is not going to work. Which?
Oh, I can karaoke this up. Song. Yeah. It's not national.
Good luck if this pops on, because you can't keep this pace up. Look at the cat feed this song.
Listen, if the song's only 25 seconds long, it's fine.
Yeah.
No, it is over 5 minutes long. Again, if you don't know what this is,
it's Outcast Bombs Over Baghdad, right?
Yeah, Bombs Over Baghdad. I don't know. We might have people who don't know Outcast did more than
no. Did. We only have cool listeners,
right?
But yeah. So that's my number four. If that popped on, I don't think I'd be able to keep that pace up very long. Definitely not through the whole, not to the bridge. That's for sure.
I wouldn't be able to do it because I'd be too busy trying to karaoke it while I did my business.
While you're slow.
Wait, hold on. Let me rewind it. I can do this.
Yeah.
Too busy trying to sing a song while you're slamming it in the compound.
The Baja.
Down in the Baja. I'm banging my wife down in the Baja. I like to listen to my favorite song, Bombs Over Baghdad, which was a coup committed by the U.S. military intelligence. Saddam Hussein never had weapons of mass destruction. That was a lie perpetrated by the deep state.
Did you see in the news that he is making his triumphant return to WWE?
He is?
No.
An article I read?
He's going to be on Saturday Night Main Event. They're bringing that back like once or twice a month or something like that.
I can't tell if this is a bit.
It's not.
Oh my god! No. What is he gonna do?
He's gonna commentate.
You know what? I'm for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As long as like he's
gonna
boa.
Hear it.
Yeah. When's that first Saturday's Night Main Event?
2029.
I don't know. Actually, didn't they just announce the first date?
I was gonna say it's in New York, so. Let's go.
All right, let's go. Yeah, no, Bombs Over Baghdad. Charles, I would be shocked if you won this week. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. I mean, what are we... Do you want me to just go pick bit songs the whole time? Because I could have just done that.
I mean, it would have been preferable.
Sorry, guys.
I'm curious to know what a good song to you would be to make love to.
I don't know, because I also don't play music.
During what? Coitus?
During coitus, yes. Intense coitus. I don't play any music.
Okay. Yeah. All right, who's up? Wait, Will, you're up, right?
Yeah. My next song, my number four. This one you guys might be familiar with as well, right out of the gate.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, dude.
Listen, I fucking love Our Lady Peace. God damn it.
Now, it's not that it's a bad song, so to say, but it would just be really hard to keep yourself in the mood knowing what's behind it. And it's been talked about plenty of times. For those who don't know, this is the theme song for Chris Benoit. famous for murdering his family and himself.
Crazy.
Not a terrible song.
No.
Well,
I don't know. I don't.
What if you want to murder dat puss?
This one also, if you're watching the video, it also would make it much harder. Based on his psychotic stares and him like doing the thumb across the throat gesture. Right.
That makes it much harder for you. So you're into this, is what you're saying. You'll have that toothless grin.
Oh. I like borderline necrophilia, not all the way.
Man, what a good track, though.
Wouldn't this be more erotic asphyxiation?
Come on. Nothing erotic about it.
Erotic.
Erotic. Yeah, I would just want to like watch wrestling after that.
I'm crying.
Sorry, I'd love to finish, honey, but I gotta watch Royal Rumble from 2021.
2021.
Yeah. I missed it.
All right. Didn't we all?
Yeah, there we are. Okay. All right. I get it.
Yeah. Not much more to say. I think that's self-explanatory.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. I guess it's my turn, okay? Let me set the mood here for you, all right? Mm-hmm. You're slamming down, okay? You're, like, in the thick of it, right? Everything's going good. Everything's been awesome so far. You know, you got some music on in the background, but then the next track pops on. It's not gonna go well. So you're just like, oh yeah, yeah, this is going so good.
Fuck, it's my number one.
Aha!
Taps is your number one.
Yeah.
Do you hear it, Charles?
Yeah, it's Taps.
Not only is it Taps, it's so slow.
Yeah.
If it could be any song at that tempo and it's over. But sorry to bite your number one, Will.
No, it's all good. But clearly not a great, you know, a song for intimate moments, as it's often played at funerals and military memorial services.
You know what I fucking hate a lot that I found out? Did you know that when you are burying a service member, right, and they have the like the color guard come out, right, because they're all over the country, and they have someone come out to play Taps. Did you know? So they come out, they got the horn, and they're all like in their full regalia, and they play Taps. But they don't play it. The horns they have are electronic, and they hit a button on the horn, and it plays Taps for them.
Oh, that's horseshit.
It's horseshit.
I played the bugle. It's not that difficult.
But yeah, that's what they do. So they have these fucking bugles that are just automatic, and they automatically like just play, you know, I don't know, Reveille or fucking Taps or whatever they need to. That sucks so much.
I liked it when they played Video Kill the Radio Star. Sorry, that's a joke just for me. That band was called the Buggles.
Oh, the Buggles. I was like, they weren't called the Color Guard.
Swing and a miss.
Well, one person gave a little chuckle.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52.
Yeah. That song, not good. Not good.
We need to ban automatic assault bugles.
Assault bugles.
Oh, good. That's good.
Jesus Christ.
That's good. What did that happen there? Fucking the Stone Cold just entered the ring?
Wonderful.
I can't because we're not on video right now because we're on clean feed. I hope someone's trying to actively break into Charles's house and like some guy just like some burglar is busted in the window. Is Charles? Charles, are you here? Nope, he's gone. Nope, we're here. Everyone listening to a murder.
I had to go put the cat gate back up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what the cat. fat cat ran into the gate.
I'm a big old fat kitty and I ran into the gate. Mm-hmm. I don't like the gate and it keeps me out of the room.
Okay. Yeah, taps from each. Sam, number four.
All right. My number four. I'm gonna set the mood. I'm in my bathrobe, my silk bathrobe. The lights are down low, and I get up my vinyl collection, and I go ooh, and then I saunter over to the record player, and then I lay this baby down. And we're like, all right, things are going pretty nice.
Ball of guitar, all
we're like, okay, nice romantic song. Eventually, this song turns into this. There is a bagpipe solo.
I think this is a very triumphant lovemaking song.
Yeah. What, you never played your girlfriend like a bagpipe?
Yeah.
Just squeeze her stomach? Blow air into her pussy? While her arms and legs flail around? Come
on. Oh, no. That's Mull of Kintyre by Paul McCartney and Wings. I was thinking anything that had bagpipes in it would probably just be bad. Especially because they come in very loudly.
Bagpipes are so loud. Yep. When I worked at the prison thing, there was like a guy who's like a couple houses down from where my office was, who was like learning the bagpipes, and he'd like go outside and practice. No. It was so loud. And also, I don't even know what good bagpipes would sound like, because I don't know. I've never heard a melody come out of a bagpipe.
One of the reasons that bagpipes sound so crazy is because no two sets of bagpipes are tuned the same.
Great. So what a thing for music to be.
You have a bunch of people playing the same thing, but everything's slightly off key.
Everything's fucking, fucking discordant.
Mm-hmm. It's no
gross.
Good. All right. Paul McCartney and Wings.
There you go. All right, Charles, what decent song are you throwing down this time?
I mean, if you consider this decent, that's going to be pretty terrible.
All right, well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Oh, you're wrong again.
Really?
This Puddle of Mud?
Yes.
Grand!
Yeah, that voice.
And...
You know what? If you can keep it up during this, good for you.
Well, I think Matt is famous for saying he would love to hate fuck Veruca Salt, so this would be a good song for that.
The child actor from Willy Wonka?
you've said that before. I would not have remembered that any other way.
Listen, record?
I'm sure I did. And maybe I would. I was like the band. Man, I've said some wild shit. My favorite. So here's why this would be a bad song for me. Mm-hmm. As soon as I heard this song, I would immediately snap think to when he tried to cover Nirvana and just destroyed his career. Have you heard that?
No.
Oh my fucking god. Hold on. Let me see here.
I feel like that is honeymoon music for people from fucking Mississippi.
What, Puddle of Mud?
Yeah.
Listen, you're going to alienate, you know what that song's good for? From Mississippi.
That's good for that like on off again relationship where like you're both toxic to each other, but you just can't resist putting genitals together.
So he covered About a Girl, and it was, I think he just disappeared after this. It was so bad. Listen to this.
no.
Oh. Oh, the video is great.
No. This man was in a band that was successful, everybody. Terrible.
There's no God.
Oh my God. There's no God. Yeah, that's, I would immediately think of that, and then I would go S-A-W-F. Oft. Is there no T in there?
I think you dropped out.
Oh, did I? Oh, yeah, my computer went to sleep for a sec.
That's also the second Enzo Amore quote that's been brought up in my personal life in the last 24 hours, which is very funny. Well, our
living.
Our friends that are with us, Doug and Emily, I nicknamed her last night Emzo Amore.
There's a guy on Instagram that does like nicknames for your friends. So he'd be like, here are some nicknames for your friend. And one of them they did was Emily. And I have a friend named Emily. And my favorite one was Gremily. but yeah, no, I mean, that's a bad song, but I don't know. Okay. Bad Will, band. number three.
Yes. My number three, this is a family favorite. Not a bad song by any means, but I just think it's a little dangerous. Let me know what you guys think. Let me turn in this on here. You put your left arm in, you take your left arm
out, you put your left arm in, and you shake it all about. There's an obvious solution here.
Yeah.
So, is this it? Wouldn't this work if you're just making love to yourself?
Put your head out.
I mean, you could do this with another person. It depends on what type of kink you're into.
I just think it's dangerous. It requires a lot of training. Very few people can go the full Monty when you're putting your knees in. Especially if you're a Greek pizza shop owner.
Yeah. And get dangerous real quick. Oh, also, this increasing tempo is really giving me a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
To spare Sam an anxiety attack, I'll turn that down.
Thank you.
I don't know. I feel like it's not too bad.
I mean, if you're trying to directions.
It's got the word pokey in it.
Also, I don't know, but any choir of children that start to sing... Don't want to hear that.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Well.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. You can't just be putting your whole leg in and shaking it all about. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't wear your lover like a sock?
What?
I hate all of you.
All right. I'll go. This is a song that I don't hate. I do like it, but it has an effect on me. So
nice.
So I can't not do the Macarena when I hear that song. And if I'm trying to do something else, I can't do that thing if that song comes on. So it's a bad song to make love to. It's a bad song to eat dinner to. It's a bad song to sleep to.
But it's a great song to do the Macarena to.
It's a great song to do the Macarena to. Yeah. So that's my number three, the Macarena. Nothing about it is screams lovemaking, and yeah, so there's that.
Have you ever heard the Muppets version?
I don't know. Why is it sexier?
It's gotta be
Miss Piggy sings it.
Oh, Miss Piggy, I'm not a fan of Miss Piggy.
I believe the lyric is, let me tell you about my boyfriend, the boy that's name is Kermitino.
All right, maybe I do like Miss Piggy.
I can play you a little clip of this if you'd like.
Sure. Much little thicker bass. Mm-hmm.
So they all come and dance beside me. Move with me, chant with me. And if you're good, I'll take you home with me. Move with me, chant with me. And if you're good, I'll let you dance with me.
Which Muppets are doing the Macarena?
This is just a still frame video.
He was no fun, so I. Now come on, what was I supposed to do? He was out of town, and his two friends were so.
What?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What a whore.
Whoa, whoa.
God damn it, Miss Piggy. I am so disappointed in her.
Yep. Just trying to bring a little culture to the show.
There it is.
Poor Kermit. He's out on business trying to pay the bills.
Yep. Fucking Gonzo and Fozzie were so fine.
Gonzo's got that sexy hook nose.
Whose turn is it?
Yours.
Mine.
It's your turn.
Yeah. All right. Good Lord. All right. There's another pet peeve of mine is when there's an album that has like a particular mood to it, but then there's one track that's a total fucking outlier. And so I feel like could be in the mood, could be doing something nice. And then it just changes tracks, and then suddenly it's this track.
Fitter, happier, more productive, comfortable, not drinking too much, regular exercise at the gym, 3 days a week, getting on better with your associate employee contemporaries, at ease, eating well, no more microwave dinners and saturated fats, a patient better driver, a safer car, baby smiling in backseat, sleeping well, no bad dreams, no paranoia, careful to all animals, never watching spiders down a plug hole, keep in contact with those rats.
That might be the worst one.
Yeah, what is that?
This is from an album which is incredible. This is from Radiohead's OK Computer, and this is Fitter, Happier.
Gotcha.
And no one familiar with OK Computer?
No.
No? All right. The album doesn't sound anything like that, by the way. It has Paranoid Android on it. It's got a lot of like really, really incredible, beautiful songs. And then that thrown in the middle. And I feel like you got to like get up from what you're doing, walk across the room or whatever, skip the song. And then you just have a hard time just getting back into it. Fitter, happier, more productive.
More productive.
It's very catchy though,
and that's widely known as like one of the better albums, like
from Radiohead. Ever. Oh yeah, yep. Oh, 100%. Or just in general, like top 100 albums. Yeah,
yeah. I seem to see that come up on a lot of lists.
Yes, you should listen to the album. This is only 2 minutes of it, but it really takes you out of the mood.
Oh, so the rest of the song is doable. The rest of the song album is doable.
Yeah. Oh no, the rest of the album is fantastic. This is before Radiohead like just stopped playing instruments.
Oh, I'm saying you could fuck to the rest of this album.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
Hang on, let me. You get this coming on.
Nope.
No. Not with the shakers.
No, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here.
I can see you sashaying across the room.
This isn't best songs to sashay to, even though that might be a follow-up episode.
The most sashayable songs.
That's a good one.
All right.
All right, Charles, number two.
Yeah. All right, well, y'all wanted an obvious one, so here you go. If it's even coming through. Nope, it's not. That's good to know. Don't. Apparently, that's not working.
I heard it's very low.
Yeah, that's good to know.
You're just going to have to sing it.
I can step in for you if you want.
Oh, got it.
Oh, there it is.
Spend all your time waiting.
I'm pretty sure Sam goes to sleep to this every night.
Yeah. Break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel
not good enough. And it's hard at the end. God damn it.
What?
Just thinking of the commercial now, I'm getting all sad.
Jesus. You ever just cry into your lover's face?
Over it? Just dripping on it?
Just thinking about that, you know, that dog shaking out in the cold.
No. Oh, God, I hate this. I got a BRB real quick.
On the bright side, if you're sad about those commercials, they came out a long time ago. All those dogs are dead.
Oh my God. So you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Air Bud, dead. Air Bud 2, dead.
Dead.
Air Bud 3, dead.
But yeah, there's my one obvious song that's not going to work, because apparently I played a very different game than the rest of y'all, so... Should have just picked all Weird Al songs or something like that, you know. But, nope. Just going to be ridiculed for picking actual songs that exist in this world.
Listen, hey, Weird Al parodies still have good music tracks behind them. And yeah, okay. I thought the list was the top five worst songs you have made love to.
Oh.
That's not what you wrote.
That's
maybe I could change my list.
That's why you have the Hokey Pokey on there.
Yeah.
And Taps.
Don't you hate it when you have Spotify and Taps just starts playing for no reason?
If you like Taps, you may like this.
DJ Steve Aoki Taps Remix 2024.
It's my best attempt at a Taps remix. Still early here. Yeah. No, that's a terrible song.
Sarah McLachlan, Angel. Terrible. Very sad song. You'd just be, you know, like getting up to go get snacks, and all of a sudden you hear it kind of pop on. You have to run to your TV to change the channel real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Although, yeah. Look, if I'm being honest, when music is tied to video of dogs, it's the uplifting music that makes me cry and not the sad music.
That's fair.
Is that just me?
Yeah.
Like any sort of uplifting thing is way more likely to make me cry than something that's just trying outwardly to be sad.
Well, see, that's exactly what I was going for in the show.
Because dogs are a godsend, and we don't deserve them. And
that's
all
right.
Their whimsical wonder.
Let's end the show there. I mean,
smell
forever.
Your dogs. Meanwhile, my nice dog is sitting right outside the door crying because he's not in the room with me.
Shut up.
See, that's why I have a gate. That's why we have the cat gate that keeps the dogs out of the cat room.
Yeah. Hey, well,
not that well apparently.
Well, not when the cat knocks it over.
While Matt's away, I'll tell you a very cute story. My dog Joshua turned 13 the other day, and we were here in Moab. We were here in Moab, and we were working with the rescue that day, so we didn't get to do too much with them on that particular day, but we went out to dinner, and we went to this place called Birdie's Finer Diner, which is actually like a
nice.
Really nice, like it's like an upscale restaurant that used to be a Denny's. Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
Wow. Which is great.
I'm back.
Yes, welcome. I'll wrap the story up. But basically, we had our dinner, and then I asked the waiter, I was like, hey, and also, weird thing, can I get this $50 steak to go? It's for my dog's birthday. And he was like, absolutely. And so they brought it back in, like, the to-go container, and they had written all over it, like, happy birthday, and, like, paw prints, and woof, and, like, all that stuff. And they included some treats with it, and they also, like, comped one of our appetizers, and it was very sweet. Sweet. Nice. So we took that back to him, and he had a nice steak for his birthday dinner.
Oh,
that's a good boy.
Yeah. Very cute.
Yes, yes, yes.
What Sam's not telling you is that on the way to give the steak to the dog, he passed two homeless people asking for food.
Listen, you're not unfactual with that statement. I'm sure I did. I'm in Moab. There are a lot of transient people. Actually, there's not really like an outwardly
transgendered.
Homeless popular.
It's transgendered.
I mean, they're spelled and pronounced differently, but it's all good. Yeah, weirdly enough, Moab, like, not a lot of, like, outwardly homeless people. Just a lot of people are just like, yeah, I live in this camper and I haven't bathed in 8 months. But it's like by choice.
Sounds like my kind of people.
Hell yeah, brother.
Saw a meme the other day. It was like, take a shower? You mean let my own house piss on me? No thanks.
That's beautiful.
Awesome.
Let my own house piss on me.
Where was we?
Yeah, what number are we on? Turn. What happened? Where are we?
My number two, and by Matt stealing my number one, my last pick.
Okay.
This is a little song from our favorite Canadian slapstick comedian. Let me know if you guys recognize this one.
Oh. Creative? Now, if you'll excuse me, I still have some work to do. Say, would you like some sausage? Say, would you like some sausage? Say, would you like some sausage? Sausages! Sausages!
That movie is so fucking funny.
It's so good.
It's so good. Totally underrated.
A wonderful little song. It just has its places, and that place is not in the bedroom.
I can walk past you, can. The backwards man. I love it. I love that. I want him I'm sorry, not to cry. I want him and Eric Andre to make a movie.
Ooh.
Mm.
That could be good.
Just chaos the whole time.
I did see that Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd have a movie coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes. Friendship, I think it's called.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
That's but is Tim Robinson being Tim Robinson, or is he like a...
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's what I read is it's a Tim Robinson movie. So
okay.
I think he's...
Nice.
He's right. Also got like an HBO show coming out. He's big time now.
Damn.
Well, he should be. He's fucking so goddamn funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
guys like Tom Green paved the way.
That is for sure. I wonder who paved the way for Tom Green.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Spooky.
Red Green?
Yeah, Red Green. Am I up on number two?
You're number two?
Yes.
Do it.
All right, let me find a thing of it here. Listen.
Mm-hmm. We are.
You just can't have sex to this song, okay? Because you have to do something else. If you're not currently standing up with your hand over your heart, you're a fucking commie.
Oh, I'm taking a knee.
Yep, I was going to stamp it.
How dare you?
The national anthem.
Yeah, it's the Star Spangled Banner. Thank you.
I don't know. There are probably some people who really get off to the national anthem.
Hell yeah, dude. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, not to the song, but I always salute my wife when I'm done.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, Star Spangled Banner. You have to get up and salute. So you just be like in there. You'd be like fucking, and then you got to stop, and it's just. Oh,
why do you have to stop? can't you just take your hat off and salute and keep going?
No, you have to stand up.
Why are you wearing a hat?
Shut up. It's a sex hat. Leave it alone.
It's just a Fred Durst bucket hat.
This is a helmet that looks like hair.
But yeah, I mean, it's the worst song because you're obligated to stand up and put your hand over your heart.
Come on, be honest, Matt. Things go wrong. You run for president. You get elected. First night in the White House with the wife. You're not putting this on and getting to town?
No, I can't, because I'd be physically obligated to stand up. And at that point, I should be programmed enough to just have a visceral, like a Pavlovian reaction to that song of just doing that. No, the first thing I'm doing is taking the nastiest shit I can. In the bathroom.
Where?
Which one?
Just everywhere.
Pelosi's desk.
Is there a special toilet in the White House?
I wonder if they change them out every time. But I wonder if there's like a historical toilet, right?
Does that, like, is there a Lincoln toilet or something?
Right, that's what I'm saying, right? Here's a stupid, dumb, idiotic question. And I really don't know the answer. The White House itself, does it predate or post-date like modern plumbing?
I think it's post-date modern plumbing, because at one point they did completely gut the White House and redo it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I think that's funny that like historical buildings like that, like they just have like common problems of like, well, you got to replace your electrical box. All right.
I think they had to replace the toilet after Trump left because he kept stuffing documents down it. Remember that?
No.
Yeah, that was a big story, is they had a lot of plumbing issues because he would write notes and then crumple them up and throw them down the toilet.
What? I never heard that.
Check it out. That's a real one.
All right, I will. But yeah, that's it. Sam?
Very nice. All right. My number two is similar to my number.
We're losing them.
No.
All right, you're back.
No. Hello. Hello. Hi. All right. My number two is similar to my number three, where it fits. It doesn't fit within an otherwise like a very different album. This is by The Police. This is off of the album Synchronicity. It's the same album with Every Breath You Take, so you can picture you getting down. Every breath you take.
Diddy definitely got down to that. Yep.
Yep. And then this song comes on.
Why do I feel like this is an interlude song to like...
Oh. What the fuck is this?
I'm gonna jump towards the end.
What is this, the inspiration for the breakdown and Down with the Sickness?
That was terrible.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So The Police only put out what, like four albums, I think, and there's three people in The Police. There's Sting, there's Stuart mm-hmm. Copeland, and there's Andy Summers. And they would give Stuart Copeland usually like one song that he could write, and then Andy Summers one song that he could write. And every Andy Summers song sounds like this. It's way out of left field. It's always super avant-garde and like dissonant and just like bizarre and awful, but it definitely gets your attention.
Yeah.
But no, it's awful. It's awful to listen to in every way.
That was bad.
That was quite bad. No way around it.
Nope. That was bad. Yeah.
Yep. This is another one of those tracks that's off of like one of those albums you see on like the top 100 albums of all time, and then this fucking track is on it.
I feel like every album that's considered really good needs to have one bad song on it to make you appreciate everything else on this album.
One like actively bad song.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, this is called Mother, and is by The Police.
Mother. Sucked.
Norman Bates fuck music.
This song sucked.
Yeah, let's hear a little bit more of it.
I honestly would not be surprised if this was the inspiration for that weird part of Down with the Sickness.
Yeah.
What a racket.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Oh, that's truly terrible. I could have gone the rest of my life without knowing that existed.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Trust me, it's 3 minutes and 6 seconds long. You can give the whole thing a listen.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Glad I could enrich in your lives.
Well, is it time for my last terrible pick, apparently?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's bad. All right. Well, this is also a personal preference, so I'm sorry if anyone here actually likes this song, but...
My number one is also any Dropkick Murphy song.
Okay, so. Good. Yeah. This is terrible.
Band sucks so fucking much.
Mm-hmm.
We all know this. I fucking hate this band. Jesus Christ. Same. Even hearing this now, I'm getting like fucking bullshit.
I hate this song. I hate this band. I knew someone who loves this band. And last time I heard this, when I went up to Chicago for the race, they played that on loop for like 15 minutes. And it was because they were waiting on, what is it, Operation Wounded Warrior to finish. And that's like their theme song, apparently. And oh my God, it was fucking 15 minutes of just that. And that song is only 90 seconds or something. But yeah, if that song like just popped on in the middle of it, I just immediately dismounted, like, I'm done. I'm getting out of here. I'm going. I'm going home. Like, terrible. Dropkick Murphy is fucking awful. It goes right along with the like bagpipes thing. It's just...
It's so bad.
Yeah. Mandolins as well? No, thank you.
Only thing worse than that song is that song on repeat.
Yes. All the races that I did, like Spartan races and stuff, they love playing that song for some reason. And I don't know why. But I guess because the average idiot person like thinks that's a great... like this is a hype song. We're going to get hyped to it. I don't even know what this song's fucking about.
What do you mean?
What does a sailor's peg leg have to do with going up to Boston? I don't understand how.
Nothing.
Yes.
Nothing. I don't think we had a very big piratey presence.
You know, I got a little story about linking two of your picks, Charles. Being downtown on St. Patrick's Day in my local town. The place was packed. They were blasting music. Somebody put on the Dropkick Murphy song, which got everybody fucking... The bartender even turned up the jukebox like to a higher level. And then I was there with Justin, and I think it was him. It was him. He put on Skip the Next Song and then played Sarah McLachlan right afterwards and just brought the whole mood of the fucking bar to a crashing halt.
Good.
It was really funny.
Terrible. Yeah. It honestly could have been any Dropkick Murphys song that could have just put on there. All terrible.
It's a gentleman's number one.
Yep.
Terrible. Fucking hate that band. I did just stop talking because I don't want to go on a tirade about how terrible they are.
Fucking band. Well, Charles, didn't you get cucked by the lead singer?
I didn't get cucked by the lead singer. What are you talking about?
Isn't there something there?
You're apparently like Eskimo bros.
Same thing.
Little
that is sisters. Two very different things.
I don't know the terms for these things. little snacky boys.
Little snacky boys.
So it's back to me, right? Because
no, it goes.
My number one is fucking any Dropkick Murphy song.
Oh, okay, then it's just yours.
All right. It's funny, we had a group chat going, and we were discussing how Will would just put any 5 David Bowie songs on his list and call it done, and then I was supposed to defend that. But listen, here's my number one.
I don't know what you're talking about. You can't get into this?
I was walking down the high street when I heard footsteps behind me, and there was a little old man with a scarlet gray shuffling away.
What the fuck? What's happening?
This, why?
I thought you were talking
about this. This has got a great tempo. Just,
it's got a good beat. Get a rhythm going.
All right, here he comes,
guys.
Said the laughing gnome.
Jesus Christ. So,
that's not like ripped from a movie scene or TV show. That's the audio track.
Yes. So in the mid 60s, so David Bowie at the time is like 20. He wants to be a musician, but he's not having any success, and he's just trying to figure out what the fuck to do. And so he's like, I'm going to try novelty songs. And so he tries the Laughing Gnome, which is that song, in which, yes, he does play the gnome as well. And then he follows it up not too much later afterwards with Space Oddity.
Damn.
which is like,
he went
he's
from
like
that
okay
to Space Oddity. Fuck.
Yeah, because he's like, all right, novelty songs, all right, well, like, we're landing on the moon, let me write a song about that, let's try that. Oddly enough, he still didn't really get famous because of that. That song became popular after he got really famous in the mid 70s. But yeah, he started off by just trying whatever the fuck he could try to make it, and this was one of the songs, The Laughing Gnome. So I think this is a realistic thing that could happen to me, where I could have a mix of David Bowie on, and then it ran random skips of this song. I'm like, oh no, not this one.
I honestly thought you were gonna put like Lazarus or something on here, because that's just a fucking terrible song to have on there.
Oh, damn. I mean, I don't know. It's got a cool beat.
I don't even know what to say.
Dude's put out a lot of music. It got better.
Yeah. I guess
better
I just
than
like
that.
I guess I'm like, it's unfamiliar. Like,
well, it's funny, like with him being in like the stratosphere of like stardom that he had and still has, you know, they're going to pick literally anything he's ever recorded will come out and like be put on some sort of compilation. So you can think about, like, I don't know, like the very first time you ever tried improv or something, and you're just like, I wish no one would hear that, but like, here it is. I'm like, the very best of Pat Bissany. You're like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah. But it's very funny. So yeah, he did the voice of the gnome. He also did the voice of the baby in Labyrinth. That's a fun fact.
What?
I could see the similarity.
Yeah, they couldn't get the baby to make the baby noises they wanted, so he's just like, I'm just going to do it.
I will be baby. I will be baby.
Spot on David Bowie impression.
I'll be baby.
I'll be baby.
It's me, David Bowie.
I'll be baby. I will make a baby noise.
Much better.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's my list, and smell you later.
Yeah, so what, we got fun butt list now?
We do. Yep. We do have fun butt list. We have a couple of them.
Let's do them.
All right. First up, we have Scissor Lord, number 5. He also has the Macarena.
Very good.
Nice. Number four, anything from ICP.
Whoa. Careful.
Three, Fruit Salad by the Wiggles.
Okay.
Two, Baby Shark. And number one, that Sarah McLachlan song and all the sad pet commercials.
We are Southern Angels.
Next up, we have Kevin Weaver. Number five, he has Dude Looks Like a Lady. Four, Tears from Heaven. Three, the Law and Order theme song. Two, the Christmas Shoes song. And,
oh, man.
I don't even know what song that is.
Oh, that's bad.
And then number one, You've Got a Friend in Me.
What if you're banging your friend?
Yeah. Next up, we have Gray. Number five, It Wasn't Me by Shaggy. Four, Dance with the Devil by Immortal Technique. Three, Mad World by Michael Andrews. Two, You've Got a Friend in Me by Randy Newman. And number one, Trololo song by Edward Kill. I don't know which song that is.
Yes, you do.
Do I?
I don't know how to get it queued up very quickly, but you'll know it when you hear.
I can get it for you right here.
Okay. It took the internet by storm.
Skip to highlight.
Oh, this song.
Yeah.
Next, next up, we have Mitch Mint, Freshest of the Fun Buds. Number five, Roxanne.
Hey, another police song.
Yeah. Four, Take a Walk on the Wild Side. Three, Baby Shark. Two, Can't Touch This. And number one, I Would Do Anything for Love. Next up, we have Ryan Brown. Number five, If You Want to Be Happy... If You Want to Be Happy Foot the Rest of Your Life, Make an Ugly Woman Your Wife by Jimmy Soul.
That's a good one.
Number four, OPP. Three, Dear Mama by Tupac. Two, Dance with My Father by Luther Vandross. And number one, Baby Shark.
Nice.
And we have CJ Doubleday. Number five, Who Made Who by AC/DC.
Who made who?
Number four, I Come Blood by Cannibal Corpse.
Hell yeah, dude.
Three, Christmas Don't Be Late by Alvin and the Chipmunks. Two, Uncle Fucka by Terrence and Phillip. And number one, Whoomp, There It Is by Tag Team. Next up, we have K-Funk. He says, number five, The Bluey theme song. Four, Friday by Rebecca Black. Three, Symphony Number 6 in B Minor, OP 74, Pathetic by Tchaikovsky. Two, Jingle Bells by The Barking Dogs. And number one, Taps.
Hell yeah.
Next up, we have Dingus Cunnilingus Adams.
Here we go.
Number five, In the Arms of an Angel by Sarah McLachlan, because I'm the only one who gets turned on by sad dogs, apparently. Four, The Cha-Cha Slide Part 2 by DJ Casper, because the cha-cha now, y'all, always throws off my jizz rhythm. Three, Bill Nye the Science Guy by Mr. Droves, because I keep thinking about the science behind how my penis gets hard and how the sperm is transported down the urethra to attempt a vaginal swimming contest. Two, Horst Wessel Lied, the national anthem of Nazi Germany, because, you know, my erect penis looks like a little, looks a little too eager to salute Das Führer. And number one, the diarrhea song, because I have PTSD from losing my virginity while suffering from Waffle House food poisoning. Because when your stomach is in pain and you're making chocolate rain, diarrhea.
Gross.
And lastly, Raven. Number five, Good Looking by Dixon Dallas. I don't want to find out. I don't want to find out he is gay mid-coitus. Four, I Just Had Sex by the Lonely Island. I don't think explanation is necessary. Three, the Pokemon theme song makes me think he has them all. Is he going to give me a blue waffle?
Holy shit. Hold on. Can I just chime in here?
What?
Yeah.
So we're not live, right? Are we streaming? We're not streaming anywhere, right?
No.
Okay. So Ryan Brown literally just commented just now He says, because he's a military person, he says, I actually have to play Taps next weekend. We now have auto bugles that play it for us. I'm like the brass section Milli Vanilli.
There it is, how folks. Fucking,
yeah. Wild. Yeah, it sucks. What the fuck? You can't play it, Ryan Brown? Huh? Can you not play it? You're a fraud. He knows it. He's a fraud.
Do you just have to stand there and just like have your cheeks puffed out while it's...
Yeah, that's a good question.
So embarrassing.
All right. Ravens number two, What Does the Fox Say by Yelvis? And number one, The Spooning Song by Modern Military Cadence, because I'd be laughing too much to continue coitus. I don't know what that is. And that's the fun butts.
All right.
Figure it out. Yeah.
These guys know how to not get it on or what?
Not a single listen, lady in here.
If you're trying to avoid sex, listen to our show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's it, huh?
Yeah. That's all we got this week.
Oh.
Whoa.
There he goes again. all right. Well, thank you so much. Go to top5ofdeath.com. Join the Discord. There you can get your list read out on the show. And with that, I guess that's the end of it. And we'll smell you later.